Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and off the love train here. And I have to say, Natasha had a lot more to say during the break from my dad. And I just got to tell you, boy, she's really connected. And there was some stuff that needed to be said that was not really appropriate for airtime. So if I sound like I'm affected, I am. So I've been some tears here and some prayers going on and forgiving between me and my father. And anyway, quite powerful stuff. It just wasn't so appropriate on the air. And I'm still kind of... So,
I apologize, Martha.
No. It's all really, really good. It's just that, I'm doing a radio show and I'm on the other side anyway. But it was really, really good. And so I want you to know that she really is tuned in and can be respectful of boundaries and all that sort of thing. See, Nathan, it just started there and nothing was moving chord wise, but let me see. But yeah, I can usually stop it by moving chords. Let's see. So I'm thinking as I settle with this, that we go ahead and take the calls that we've got right now. And then just know that if you're on the lines now, we're going to talk to you. But then we're going to take time to do a more lengthy current events and talk about Natasha and the stuff that she's got going on. So it looks like we got a follow up from last week, and we're heading down to Puyallup. Stephanie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Thank you, Martha. Good to speak with you again. I just wanted to let you know that my cat, Stevie, is doing slightly better, thanks to Mel's.
All right. So let's see. You called in last week. And you had talked to Dr. Nels, and he'd suggested that you called in. And Stevie, your kitty, now he's an older cat. How old a cat is he?
Yes, he's 13.
13, okay. He had some problems with itching and scratching.
Yes.
And the vet had put him on some prednisolone,
right?
I think, right? And then Nels tuned in, and he did find some things to work on with Stevie. So you were going to call in this week to let us know how he's doing. And so is he doing less itching, and how's his skin? I mean, what's actually going on?
Well, it's just that some of the itching and scratching has stopped. So he's doing somewhat better.
Okay. So, and Natasha, I wanted Stephanie to call in so you could tune in to Stevie. This has been a long ongoing thing with him, hasn't it? And the itching. And so the vet has been treating him ongoing for quite some time.
Yes.
Do you're getting a feel, Natasha, for what's going on with Stevie and all of this?
Well, many of us forget that our skin is an organ.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the biggest organ that we have. And many of the times when our body is processing through something, it comes out in our skin. And so with that, when our innards are not as comfortable, our outer isn't as comfortable. And Stevie has had some imbalances, and that's what I feel like that Nels has helped with some of the imbalances in the body so that it comes out less in the skin.
Okay.
Is
now,
what's going on.
I'm wondering, is there more that we can do to help Stevie? We did not talk about any of the, you know, practical things that we might do for an itching skin thing. And we did talk about it, you know, it's often fleas, but we know that fleas is not the issue.
Yes.
Now, it can also relate to food and the ingredients in the food that the cat's eating. Can you see a connection, Natasha? Does anything that's going on with Stevie have anything to do with the food that he's eating? Do we need to look at that? Or is that okay?
I'm checking food. It's no. Okay. Liver. It's yes. There's something off with his liver, and liver is about processing it's about processing the food. Processing the liver and the gallbladder are partners in how to deal with emotions and that kind of thing. And so with that, his liver is not working at optimum speed. And being older, it makes sense too. That his body is negotiating some of the shutting down processes of our bodies getting older, sadly said.
So do you think, if I think something's going on with my liver, I would take like some milk thistle for a while. Does it feel like Stevie would benefit from a supplement?
Yeah, milk thistle.
Milk thistle would help Stevie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So Stephanie, you could look for now. Milk thistle is not something you need a prescription to get. And as I recall, I have it in liquid form, but I think it also may come in a tablet or capsule form. I'm not sure.
Liquid would be good for him. And if she can put like maybe a drop in his water, not very much, a little bit would go a long way. Or if she wanted to put it like on her fingers and just rub over his like head area.
Okay.
That
so we'd want you to get Stephanie is some liquid milk thistle. And I wonder, the first place I would think you could go and get it would like be PCC. Because they carry, you know, liquid remedies and things like that. Do you have any PCC stores close to you?
No, I don't, but I could probably order it online.
Yeah, you could search but it's a liquid milk thistle. Cats don't need near as much as
No. That's a little bit goes a long way.
Yeah. So cats don't need near as much. So Natasha's talking about if you could get a little, it comes usually a liquid in a little eyedropper bottle. What you were saying, just a drop or two in the water bowl.
Just a little bit.
The cat drinks.
Yeah. Just a little bit. A little bit goes a long ways.
Oh, that's so good to know. I will definitely try that.
Yeah. So if you put like if you just barely, you know, you don't want to touch the dopper, you know, you want to keep it sanitary. But if you put just like a little bit, like a drop on your finger, and then you rub your finger over his like forehead and his head, that can help him because that's the shorter hair, so it would absorb. Or put a drop. Not two or three, but a drop in his water, and that would support him.
Okay. So a drop once a day in the water, like
I will
once,
and then maybe a drop on the fingers and rubbing his forehead.
Yeah, okay. Just to get things going, right. I would. But remembering that the skin is part of the organ, and when our body is inside not working as well, our outside isn't going to work as well either. Mm-hmm. And so as he's aging, some of this, you know, Nels is doing a great job. He's working, balancing with where the cat is. But yet at the same time, though, know that there is going to be a decline.
The medication that the vet has
I
think the medication that the cat's on is good. Do you have a continue medication? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So continue the medication, Stevie, and see if you can't find a source of some liquid milk thistle, one drop in the water, and then a drop on your fingers and rubbing his forehead. And that should help support his liver.
Yes. Okay. That's what I'm getting. Now, I'm not a vet, but yet that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, so that's what we're getting. Yeah, so that will help a little bit. And then we want you to check in with us again the second Sunday of July so that Nels can work on Stevie again, okay?
Oh, wonderful. I'm so appreciative of that. And the second thing is that Linda Rasmussen helped me with my voice tremor. And that definitely improved.
I'm amazed. Congratulations.
Well, all right. So that's really important to say, because I had totally forgotten about that. I know, Stephanie, I think that it came up when Linda and Dr. Nels were working on you guys. I think that you had some grief issues coming up related to previous animal loss. That you'd had issues with a voice tremor, right?
Yes.
And that had been going on for quite a while, right?
18 years.
Yeah, yes. 18 years.
So, okay, so this is what I'm getting is that there's been a few times where you have grieved not speaking up when you should have.
That caused the voice tremor?
Yes. And so what I would love for you to do is have a mantra, something like, at that minute in time, I did the best I could. In the next minute in time, I will know to do different. But in this that minute in time, I can only be and do what I did. And I forgive myself for those moments.
Okay, so a little self-forgiving here.
I forgive. It's not necessarily, I forgive the moment. If you can't forgive yourself, I forgive the moment that happened. I only could do what I did. And then if you would like to help move that energy along is that you can go back to those moments and speak what you wanted to speak.
Yeah,
speak it in the mirror, speak it into a pillow, speak it into a stuffed animal, speak it to your cat, whatever you want to do, speak it and get it out. And if you need to speak it more than one time or two times, that's okay, because that's part of the process. Many a times when I have a mantra for someone, I'll have them say it three times, because it's you say it in the mind, you say it in the heart, and then you say it in the gut, and you get into that deeperness. And I know that what Linda did was amazing. There's still sometimes that physicality that we need to do to finish the physicalness of the interaction of the tremor in the voice.
Yeah, and I want to so Stephanie, Linda did a session with you on the air, and that's what everyone listening. I hope you're paying attention to this, because Stephanie's had this voice tremor for 18 years.
Yes.
And one session with Linda on the phone, and it's getting better. Okay. Now, Stephanie, what I want to know, because that's phenomenal, and that's why I love what Dr. Nels and Linda do and how much they can help humans. We don't realize that how simple sometimes the process can be to just release these things that your body's been holding on to. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're so good at. But now, Stephanie, I think we talked about on the air that, you know, Linda worked on you last week, and then, you know, she offers a free session. Did you call her for that free session?
I emailed her and told her that I had made some progress, but I haven't called her yet. I'm going to do that this coming week.
Yes, Stephanie, I'm thinking now, now that Natasha's tuned in, okay, and she's been able to confirm that the voice tremor relates back to the experiences of grief that you've had and so forth, and you've not been able to voice them or speak up about those things. That's where you're going to now you go through the, you know, mental and emotional process of forgiving yourself for those moments in time. And if you need to, you talk out and you get out the what you could have said back then and you didn't. Release that now. Then I think would be really good to call Linda and do that free follow-up session with her, because then she can tune in again, see, and clear out what's in there now.
The residual stuff.
Right, the residual stuff. And who knows, your voice may be back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not necessarily not speaking when you were grieving, but it's grieving the moments where you didn't speak up.
Okay.
So there's been times where you were in a moment, let's say with someone, and you wanted to say something and you didn't. And then you, why didn't I say something? Why didn't I say that? You know, so going back to those moments that were really impactful to you and doing the interaction. And then Linda will help move that residual energy out.
Excellent. Okay. Sound good, Stephanie?
Oh, yes. I'm very grateful. Thank you so much.
You're
all
right.
So you get another session in with Linda, call her, and then you're going to call us. You're going to mark your calendar to call in again the second Sunday of July.
I will do that.
And we'll follow up with you, both with you and with Stevie. We'll hope that that works out for him, too.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Blessings.
Thank you, Stephanie.
To you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. We are going to take care of advertisers, and then we're going to come back, talk to Robin in Seattle, and then it's all about Natasha. All right. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. I think he's talking about us. Anyway, thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Happy Juneteenth holiday weekend and happy Father's Day. And Natasha Venter is here. Let's see, we have got, now you're going to try to get through these calls fairly quickly because we've got stuff to cover with Natasha. But let's head to Seattle and Robin. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Natasha Venter.
Hello.
Hey, Robin. Looks like you want a Father's Day reading and some future insight info. Does that, awesome. That cover what you're calling about?
Okay. Like, I'm 69. I'm feeling rather stagnant and stuck. I've raised my kids. I feel like I have a lack of interest, like nothing seems to really do it for me, and I want to spend more time with myself and maybe just a couple close friends or my kids. And I'm wondering if my husband, maybe, are we growing apart? Are we growing in different directions? Are we going deep enough in our relationship? So that maybe my dad, who's passed, has, or my guides have any guidance of where I should go at this point in my life.
Okay, tall order, Natasha. What can you tell?
In just a few minutes, yes.
Yeah, she just wants to know everything about her life and all of that, and you fix it all right now.
Or whatever comes out, you know, to you.
No, I know. I'm just teasing you a little bit.
Yes. Yes, this sounds like more of a session than not. But
okay.
Robin, you're doing a great job. Your going inside yourself is definitely okay. And what is the initials of your dad, or your dad's first name?
His first and last name?
Yeah, his first name.
R.
Art?
R. The first initial is R, Robert.
R.
Or Bob for B.
R. Oh.
Bob.
Robert. Mm-hmm. Robert, oh. Bob. My dad's name, too.
Oh, awesome.
Hey, maybe they're hanging together.
Yes.
In line to talk to Natasha.
Yeah.
They do that. They do line up. He's saying don't take life so seriously. Don't try to stay in the rigid lines. You were taught to toe the line. You were taught to do he's showing me, because okay, when I do sessions, I see something, I hear something, and I'm being told something. So okay. What he's showing me is like the old school way of doing life. You know, you do this, you do that, you do this, you do that, and that, you know. But he's saying it's time for you to be out of the box, be out of what you normally would be doing right now. Enjoy your life, whatever that means.
I'm not sure what it means. It's a problem.
Well, let me interject, because when you were talking, Robin, and saying, you know, I just don't feel like really being out there, and I'm feeling like more coming inside. And spend, in my mind, I'm getting there. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. So that maybe that's what your dad is talking about.
Exactly.
Is that this is a good thing. You need to be doing something different. This is what it is.
Yes,
or something like that. Is that kind of correct, Natasha?
Yes. Think out of the box. In other words, if you were supposed to toe the line and cook dinner and be up at a certain time and do those things, it's time to take care of you. It doesn't mean that you can just forget everybody else around you. It's not about that. It's about finding the balance. You've been taking care of others for a long time. It's time now to take care of you. Put you on the list. So if you want to sit and have your coffee and read a book for a few minutes or an hour, read a book.
Yeah, and going inside is a really good way.
It is.
To get in touch with all kinds of things.
Your dad is saying you've done a great job. You should be very proud of yourself.
Right. I just don't know what comes next, or I feel like it's kind of empty.
That's why you go inside.
Exactly.
A little bit, because that's when you get the insights. Yeah. And remember, you know, Natasha talking about the solstice on Tuesday? Remember she said there's going to be portals and openings and opportunities. See, maybe this is your opportunity to get inside of Robin and figure out what works for Robin. What is good? Is this a portal, an opening for her, an opportunity for her, Natasha?
So a lot of times when we don't know where to go, we start being in the moment. Oh, you know what? I feel like I want to go to the grocery store right now. Go to the grocery store. And what you find that you start doing is being in sync with life a little bit more. And then that in syncness brings opportunities to you.
Okay. And does it feel like I should be with my same partner?
I'm hearing yes.
Okay. I got yes.
Right. I'm hearing yes. Now, remember, I always picture relationships like a DNA strand where you're seeing it 1D. And you know, there's the ebb and flow. You're going out, and then you have time where you're coming back together again. Right. And then you go out and have your individuality. Yes, you are to be with your partner. Remember that when we go out and be, let's say, in ourselves, you have spent time with yourself. He spends time with yourself, with himself. You're finding things out about yourselves, but remember to come back. Okay. Hey, let's have dinner together tonight. I want to just have time with you tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, have a day where you're spending time with yourselves, but plan on coming back at dinner tonight. You know, doing those things to come back together. Okay. Holding hands as you're walking down the street, let's say. Doing those little things can recharge a relationship, even though you want to go and have a, you know, go outside and sit in the mock sun and read a book.
Okay. Sounds good.
Wonderful.
Cat question. Uh-huh. Should I get another cat for my cat that I've had about a year and a half, or is he happier on his own, or either way?
He's a cat. He's happier on his own. You'd have to work at it to make it work, unless he's an exception. So let's find out from Natasha.
What's his name?
Is he an exception?
Scout.
Scout.
What was it?
Scout.
Scout. He's fine.
He wouldn't be happier with another.
No, he's fine by himself.
Okie doke.
Yeah, cats. Now, if you decide the reason to get another cat is because you have to have another cat. You love cats. You want another cat. Uh-huh. You will have to sell him. You bring another cat in, he's going to say, "What the heck are you thinking, Mom? I'm your cat." Okay. You have to work at selling him, and you would get smaller, younger, same sex male.
Okay.
And maybe take him to pick him out and that sort of thing. So
I'd only be getting it for him to have.
No, not the reason to get a cat.
Perfect.
Okay, you good?
I'm perfect. Thanks.
And if you want more, we can do a private session.
Anybody? Remember, Natasha. Let's give out Natasha's phone number. So, Robin, if you'd like to contact Natasha, she's the most reasonable reader I know of in our area. If you want a nice reader, and you call Natasha Venter at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Or in her website is angelicclarifications.com.
All right, make appointments there too.
All right, Robin.
Thanks for calling
Animal World.
You bet. Bye bye.
All right, we're going to sneak in one more call, Natasha, and then this is it. It sounds like, let's see, we're going to head to Shoreline. And Alicia, welcome to Animal World. And I guess you need to put your medical Sherlock Holmes hat on, Natasha.
Okay.
All right, Alicia, welcome to. And did I say your name correctly?
Yes, that's fine. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. So, what would you like to know from Natasha?
Well, hello, Natasha. Thank you for taking the call. So I injured myself on the job about a year ago. And it was mainly a wrist and shoulder injury that, you know, it healed up pretty well. But it was doing okay until I got vaccinated. And the vaccination left not only just like the little bit of normal pain, but after that, I had these pings of excruciating pain in my upper arm.
Mm-hmm.
On the right side, which is the injured side. And so I did a lot of, you know, sort of therapies to help with detoxification and things. And it managed it pretty well, but it definitely comes back sometimes. And now it's really affecting my entire shoulder every once in a while. And I don't know if there's just some toxins stuck in there. But, you know, I'm sort of... holding on to like thin air sometimes, and I've got work that I'm desperately trying to get out of. But my work.
Well, I've got some thoughts on this, Alicia, but let's. I don't want to cloudy the water, so we need to get Natasha's read on this before we muck it up talking about it. So what are you getting, Natasha? What
okay,
might be
so
going on with
this,
her shoulder?
So this pain started up about the year anniversary, right?
Of when you injured it?
It started up in December when I was first vaccinated, but then in January after the second vaccination.
When
were you injured?
When was your original injury?
July of 2020.
Okay.
Okay. I'm checking in to see the energies around this whole scenario. Okay, I'm trying to be very, we're on the radio, so I'm trying to be politically correct here.
Sure.
So with that there's a lot of things that have gone on with your body. Be careful of what circling around you're doing with your mind.
Oh.
How much have you put love into your shoulder? How much have you put love into saying, I know that we've been injured. How I'm forgiving us for going into that moment of being injured. Please let healing happen in the shoulder. How this is a quick version of a longer story.
I actually have been doing a lot of healing, but it just keeps coming back.
Yes. Okay.
So it's my work because I'm trying to change work, but I am still in a job that's labor intensive, and I try
yes. I also, and this is a quick version because we're at the end of our show here. That I see. Okay, so this is where my belief system is that sometimes when we get injuries, we get little energies that get attached. Sometimes they come in as emotions or thoughts, and they stick around as darkness. And that, and I see this energy going around through the nerves of your body. And a lot of times I call them, and I have to pick my words here. They're almost like little entities. If you know anything about that. And sometimes those entities are energy that came forth because of the injury that happened. So the negative effect that happened sits in there, and then it turns into an energy that likes to kind of have fun.
It gets aggravated
darkness.
By like vaccine or something
exactly,
else. Going
exactly.
On.
Exactly.
Because we got to try to wrap this up. But it sounds like that, you know, Alicia, you certainly could contact Natasha. Hopefully, you wrote down her phone number so you could do more with her. But it sounds like there, Natasha, there is something going on in there.
There
and so
is
there's
things
room
going
for
on. And,
and
it is attached. And depending on how you felt about the vaccination, depended on if you gave it more energy or it just piggybacked on it.
Yeah. Now, the other thing I want to think about, Alicia, I don't. Are you familiar with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen and the work that they do?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Because what popped in for me was this is a great thing. Natasha's nodding. That's what I wanted to get her. Alicia, Linda Rasmussen is offering a free session. All you got to do is call her or text her, and she'll do a free session with you. That's what helped our Stephanie, our first caller, and get the voice tremor. It worked with that. And she could help release what Natasha's seeing. Okay. So you want to call Linda Rasmussen. Her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com. And her phone number is 206-841-1992 and call her or text her and get your free session. All right. And then we could follow up with them again on the second Sunday of July. because they're on the air with us. And Natasha will be back in a month, the third Sunday of July.
Mm-hmm. And I also can do some of that work to relieving you of
that's
that.
That's why I've said a private reading with Natasha. See, she'd be able to work more directly with you on specifically what she's seeing. So again, Natasha's
and the mind
number,
work around that.
Yeah, absolutely. So her number is 360-770-7486. Okay.
Okay. Hey.
All right.
So much.
Really. All right, Lisa. Thanks for calling the Animal World.
Yes, I'm getting ready to get rid of this problem. Thank you.
I don't blame you.
Excellent. All righty. Thanks for calling. Bye bye. All right. We're going to do just a quickie before we take care of advertisers and then catch up with Natasha. We're heading to Bellevue with Diane, and apparently she's got a quick Hummer update for us. Hey, Diane.
Hi, Martha. Hey, I just wanted to let you know I went to a hummingbird presentation at Squawk Mountain Nursery in Issaquah.
Yeah.
And the presenter was talking about a new warmer that's going to come out to go on the bottom for the winter feedings. The bottom of the, and they're going to be available there in August. And it doesn't have to be plugged into anything electrical. It's
Because I have the bottom feeder attachment heater, but you do have to be able to plug it in. So they were telling you there's a new one, a new hummingbird feeder heater that you don't have to plug in?
Exactly. Attaches to the bottom, and it's some kind of battery operation. I don't know all the details about it, but it was invented by a local person. The guy is located in Kent, and he's going to have some ready for them in August, so they're going to start carrying that.
Would you keep an eye on that and let me know? Because I would like to arrange to get one and try it, because that's the one glitch I've got. And I've got one, but I can't put a heater on some of my feeders because I don't have plugs around. So thank you for letting us know. And you keep pay attention to the nursery and what's going on, and let me know when they're available, okay?
I certainly will. And I guess the guy is a hummingbird fan, so he had this problem, so he created something to work.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, so great info. Thanks for sharing, and keep
and
me posted.
I have one quick question for you after that, Martha. My kitty Whiskers, since yesterday, has been throwing up his food, upset tummy. Do you think Slippery Elm would help him if I could get some down him?
Yes, but let's ask Natasha.
Yes, did he get a hold of some string or something?
I don't think so, but
I feel like he chewed on something that got into him, and it's not settling through very well. So Slippery Elm would work.
Okay, so string could cause a
no, it's not stringy, but there's something that he chewed on that got in, and okay. I'm not, is it string? No, it's not like string that's going to cause a problem for slippery or anything. It's just something that he ate that is not working.
Okay,
well.
And then the Slippery Elm would help.
And I think he threw up everything he had last night because there was so much. It took me an hour to clean it up.
Nux Vomica is the homeopathic that works for that.
Nux Vomica. You know what? I have some of that here.
I do two little balls and toss it in their mouth. But, you know, I've got one of my cats that will eat stuff in the cat run and then throw up, and he gets into a jag. Well, it's not easy to give him the Nux Vomica, but what I've started doing is just imagining the energy of Nux Vomica and then telepathically sending the energy into his field, and lo and behold, stops the vomiting right away.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to try that. I'm going to put it on his body, actually, in the bottle.
Yes. Imagine it going, that energy of the Nux Vomica. Mm-hmm. And if that doesn't work, then try the Slippery Elm. But I've been having great results with that.
Oh, it's amazing how we can do that. People don't realize how easy it is to do stuff like that. Also, Diane, Archangel Michael wants to help you through some of your struggles that you're going through.
Oh, so call on Archangel Michael when you need help. Talk
thank
to
you,
him.
Thank you, Natasha. I appreciate that so much. And thank you guys for starting my life on such a positive note.
Bye-bye. All righty. We got to take care of advertisers real quick. And then we need to find out what Natasha's got coming up. We got all kinds of stuff we need to talk about. So stay right where you are. And in case you ask, Nathan, no more phone calls. We're done. All righty. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
Hey, all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down our Juneteenth and Father's Day edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, it's the third Sunday of the month, and that usually means that Natasha Venter is here with me. And she's a medium, communicator, psychic, and personal awareness coach. And she is available for private readings. You can check her out at angelicclarifications.com, and you can give her a call at 360-770-7486. Now, Natasha, you've had some general classes that you schedule custom wise that you've, had available for some time, but this is a brand new something coming up here. So you've got, I'm real fascinated here, June 23rd, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Sounds like it's going to be online.
Online on Zoom.
Feng Shui and house clearings. That sounds fascinating. So tell us all about this class.
I have practiced the Feng Shui practice of the Bagua in my home and have seen the amazingness of how you Feng Shui your home, you can change your world. I've also done this with other people's homes, and they've been in a very big slump. And all of a sudden, it's like they have opportunities for jobs. They have opportunities for romance to come in their lives. It's been amazing how feng shui can change the energies of our lives. And I always go by the way of change your environment, change your world. So with that, I love to do that with people.
And so this class, that's what you're going to teach people kind of Bagua, what an understanding of what feng shui is.
Feng shui energy, because feng shui is basically the energy of a home. And when we have stagnation of a home, or we have, let's say, in our health corner, our portion of the Bagua, if we have like broken box or a broken
Wait a minute. When you say like a health corner, I don't know a lot about feng shui,
and
I know it has to do with specific locations in the house and
exactly.
the placement. And because of how feng shui works, certain locations in different places in your house represent other things in your life.
Exactly. So it's called the Bagua.
So you were, what corner were you talking about? Of like the health corner or something?
The health and family.
So the health, so if whatever that, but if you don't know the feng shui outfit, you don't know what part of, what corner in your house represents that. So maybe if you have something that's all broken and falling apart,
you wonder why your body's broken and falling apart.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that. You will teach us then what represents what and where and how to straighten all that stuff out. So that, is that what you're going to do?
Exactly. The way that I feng shui is not necessarily that, you know, well, I always dump my stuff right here. Well, it's not necessarily that it's wrong that you dump your stuff there. How can we fix it so that it feels better, gives more positive energy than just that funk of stuff down there? So with that, I want to show people that you can still live your life being someone who, like for me, if you notice, if you saw my house, I have stuff, but yet at the same time, you can have stuff that's purposeful. You can have stuff that flows with the energy, that you can have it to where it moves things for you. It moves your life for you. There's a balance of, like for me, whenever my marriage starts getting into tumbles and stumbles and stuff, I look at, is my marriage, my relationship corner dusty? Is it feeling like there's broken pieces or laid down, like in our bedroom, you know, if there's a lot of clothes that are just laying on the floor? Or outside, do I need to weed that area? Hmm. Because of the fact that in a Bagua, you have the Bagua of a room, you have the Bagua of your house, you have the Bagua of your property. And so
is Bagua like a map?
It is a map.
Okay.
It is a map. So like one corner is helpful people. The next part of the Bagua, it's like a pie. The next part of the Bagua is creativity, relationships, how we're perceived, our prosperity, health and family, and then knowledge, and then how we want to be represented in our lives.
Okay, well, that sounds great that you will give us kind of a basic foundational education about what this is all about and about the Bagua, the map, and what represents what and how to make
get
changes
inspiration.
There.
I don't clean my house. I feng shui my house. And that puts a whole different intention with the fluidity of our home. And then with the house clearings, they go hand in hand. That many times we have stagnant energy or negative beings that are in our home that need to be swept out of our house. And that's what the house clearings can do.
All right. Well, so that's going to be, it's coming right up this week.
It's this
June
Thursday.
June 23rd, Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Is there a cost for the class and how
no
do people sign up? Oh, there's no cost?
No cost. I want to give people inspiration around the solstice.
Well, hey, free unless you want to make a donation to the cause. Now, how would people get included? How do we sign up?
They can email me at natasha@angelicclarifications.com.
Okay, so angelicclarifications.com is Natasha's website, and you email her natasha@angelicclarifications.com, and then she will send you, it's going to be on Zoom, she'll send you the link.
And I also do inspirational quotes on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can also reach out to me there and message me, and I will get back to you there.
And I'd really like to join this class. I don't know if I can work it out, and I can't see my calendar right now, but I'll let you know if I can figure out how to join. So email Natasha, natasha@angelicclarifications.com to get into the class. Mm-hmm. And then I wanted to touch base on you. You have got two, I call them podcasts, but live podcast type shows every week.
So
every Monday on Facebook or your YouTube channel, it's the Dance of the Soul at 4 p.m. And actually, it's 4 p.m. both Monday and Wednesday, but the Dance of the Soul. And then you have Regan Forsten on with you. So you do it with you and Regan do the Monday show.
Mm-hmm. And it's a really interesting conversation we have. He's a hypnotherapist, so he sees souls and the soul work through hypnosis and gets messages where the people go and get messages. And then me being the medium and the intuitive person, I see things in firsthand. And so we have these great conversations about life. Yeah. We talked about one time fear, and we talked about where does the soul go? We talk about different conversations about life and
wonderful
and how the soul does the walk. Many a times in this process.
Then I think you continue that on Wednesdays with Life Clarifications, and that's just you on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock.
On Wednesdays, or I have a guest. Sometimes I have a guest, and I'm live on Facebook and my YouTube channel, Natasha Venter. And I talk about, sometimes it's what's going on right now in our world. Like one time I was helping my youngest moved down to New Mexico. So I did a 3-set series about going through changes. What do we feel before we go through a change? What happens during the change? And then how do we accomplish and go through the change after? And a lot of those emotions.
All right. Well, okay. So it sounds like we've got all those bases covered. We also have all of this up on current events now. So if you missed the details, you can go to marthanorwalk.com, click on current events, and you'll find the information about Natasha there. Or I'm sure they're on your website.
They're
you can
on
just
my
go
website
to Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com. You'll find there. And then, so everybody, check your schedules for Thursday. Maybe we can all join Natasha at 6:30.
I would love it. More the merrier.
I just can't see my calendar right now, but I'd sure like to join. And we've got to wrap up real quick, but I also want you to go to marthanorwalk.com, click on current events, just so you can see all the other stuff that's on here. Because if you're in the Seattle area, there's free microchips going on. Positive Alliance is doing this June 25th. At the Bark in the Park with the Mariners. So you want to check that out. There is some stuff coming up. So check out current events online. And you just go to marthanorwalk.com, click on current events. You'll find all. And the big thing is, remember, the Operation Teddy Bear Lift is going on. Warm, our sister station, Warm 106.9, is doing all of this. 10,000 teddy bears are on their way to Ukraine. And then there's a fundraising to collect for neonatal incubators because, you know, they're Russia's bombing all the hospitals and stuff, and that this stuff is really needed. So there's a link.
And when you're stressed out and pregnant, usually you have your kid a little earlier.
Yeah, exactly. So get on board with the Operation Teddy Bear Lift and the donations for the neonatal incubators. All righty. So I think we've covered everything. Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And especially thank you for the message from my dad. I'm very, very helpful. I really appreciate it. And you wish your husband happy Father's Day for us.
I will.
And Nathan, happy Father's Day from your Abby to you. And I guess it looks like it's really lightening up down there in the Seattle area, but stay away from 405. And I understand I-5 was all jammed up yesterday because of that. So be careful and stay away. But have a great rest of your Father's Day and a happy Juneteenth tomorrow. Natasha, thank you. Nathan, thank you so much. And Stacy, thank you. And hope you had a great time at church. And next week, encore, my last teaching show with Walter. Listen, because the next one's going to happen in July. So catch up. All about animal communications. So, to make Nathan happy, as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.